W224EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Trump's legal team has until this evening to respond to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's request that he limit public comments on social media. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
Two firefighters and their pilot were killed in the crash of a helicopter they were in while fighting a blaze in Southern California. Thousands of scouts attending the World Scouting Jamboree in South Korea are being evacuated because of an incoming tropical storm. Many scouts had already left because of the heat. This is ABC News. Fresh Russian attacks across Ukraine on Sunday, blamed for at least six deaths, the attacks following a strike on a Russian tanker. Fresh tensions off the Alaskan coast after Russian and Chinese ships got close to U.S. shores.
The United States taking swift action, sending four U.S. Navy warships to the Aleutian Islands after senators said 11 Russian and Chinese ships came close to American waters. Now, officials say those foreign ships were on patrol in international waters conducting a joint naval exercise. And a U.S. official saying the military had been expecting this Chinese-Russian patrol for several weeks. And NORTHCOM saying in a statement that the foreign patrol stayed in international waters and was not considered a threat.
That's ABC's Ike Ajachi. And a bear loose on a plane, it apparently escaped from its crate in the cargo hold of a passenger jet about to take off from Dubai, headed for Baghdad. The plane was delayed for an hour while the bear was sedated and then removed. I'm Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
We're all looking for things to be a little easier in our lives, and efficiency and organization are keys to success. For more than 16 years, EasyOffice Products has been a high-quality, local option for businesses, nonprofits, and home offices. Woman-owned and community-focused, EasyOP has everything you need to keep your office running smoothly. Visit EZOP.com, that's the letters EZOP.com, or call today, 608-310-4300. With great customer service and local delivery, the team at EasyOffice Products is here to serve you.
10 years ago, we opened with a single location. We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to three successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and bait. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Do you have Flex or health savings account money available? The team at Ula Eyewear would love to help you put those dollars towards something stylish, useful, and fun. Ula Eyewear has been family-owned and operated for nearly 25 years. Ula prides itself on pairing excellent customer service with unique quality and eye-catching eyewear options for everyone. So invest in you and the eyewear you want by visiting Ula Eyewear today at Hilldale Shopping Center in Madison. Learn more about their selection and reframed initiative at ulaeyewear.com.
Luke Mathers here to tell you about Dane by Local's Eat Local, Give Local event on Thursday, August 10th.
Enjoy great local food and drinks while supporting area businesses and Dane by Local. It's easy and fun. Just go local for breakfast, lunch, dinner, that extra treat, or evening or afternoon drinks to experience what our local restaurants have to offer. So get out there for Eat Local, Give Local on August 10th and support a strong local economy. See a complete list of participating restaurants at danebylocal.com. DaneBuyLocal.com.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover, of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, direct from the Dairy State. It's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Ferriman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigby Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful.
Wow.
I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who like you?
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
In Wisconsin, making memories together is for everyone, whatever your ability. So here's to soaking up surf culture right here on Wisconsin's Fresh Coast. To making time for stargazing as a family. And to imaginations clear for takeoff. Here's to festies with besties. And singing along to your favorite song. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Start your summer getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much greater
than me.
Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa,
that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Tom Rivers. Former President Trump's legal team has until this evening to respond to Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's request that he limit public comments on social media. Here's ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Friday, right after being arraigned, he posts this sort of all caps message saying, if you come after me, I'm coming after you. And Jack Smith points to that immediately, writing to the judge and saying, what if this can be interpreted as witness intimidation? What if we start turning over grand jury transcripts as a part of discovery and he starts posting them on social media? How can he be trusted? Where's the line?
Two firefighters and their pilot were killed.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tragedy in Southern California, where officials say two firefighting planes collided in midair while they were battling a wildfire near Cabazon. One crashed, killing two firefighters and a pilot. CAL FIRE Southern Region Chief David Fulcher.
This was a tragic loss for the community, the fire service community in CAL FIRE and Riverside County Fire Department.
He says the other helicopter landed safely. The crash caused a new fire, which has been extinguished. The NTSB is investigating the cause. At least two homes have been swept away in record glacial flooding in Juneau, Alaska.
It was just like it was happening in slow motion, bit by bit, as the yard was taken away. And trees would fall in and then the stairs to the deck.
No one was injured. The city's deputy manager says water surrounding the 3,000-year-old Mendenhall Glacier is now threatening the entire city. The U.S. now has Navy destroyers on standby near the Aleutian Islands after nearly a dozen Russian and Chinese warships were spotted patrolling international waters near the Alaskan coast. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan.
The size of this joint surface action task force by the Russian and Chinese navies is unprecedented.
He calls it a new era of aggression led by Moscow and Beijing. Former President Trump is sounding off on social media after he was indicted last week for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election results. He faces a 5 p.m. deadline today to respond to a request for a protective order that would limit what he can say about the case. CBS's Willie James Inman.
What prosecutors in this case requested was a protective order that would essentially limit the type of things that the former president can say publicly about the case and what he can divulge, things that he could potentially learn through the case just by being a defendant, things that his lawyers would learn.
Mr. Trump is calling for the judge to be recused, and he's demanding a change of venue for the trial. The chief executive of Yellow says the 99-year-old trucking company is closing after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. About 30,000 workers will lose their jobs amid mounting debt that includes a $700 million COVID relief fund. A check-in on that billion or so up for grabs. CBS's Matt Piper.
There was no big winner for Friday's Mega Millions drawing. Now that jackpot has reached an estimated $1.5 billion with a cash option of $757 million. That could make it the third largest prize in U.S. lottery history.
The drawing's tomorrow night. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who pay attention to every little detail. The ones who fuss, tinker, and sweat the small stuff. Because you know the tiniest thing can make the biggest difference when it comes to keeping business moving. We get it. We're the same way. Offering access to product experts to help you quickly and easily find what you need. So whatever your industry, you know you're always getting professional-grade products. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 82. Northerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Tonight, lows dip down to about 57. Partly cloudy skies. Daytime highs approaching 84. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Junior high, I was just another dorky kid, you know, that came through. But I've talked about her endlessly as the person who, you know, just made me appreciate the English language and reading and grammar and everything else. And so many teachers don't, you know, they don't know. All you can do is put it out there and hope that you're doing your best. And certainly they are. And I'm so glad that somebody like you would take the time to make the U-turn and go talk and go catch up with somebody who they weren't looking for compliments and accolades, but they got them because you were nice enough to go back and talk to them. So
they were just hanging out ringing their bells.
That's so great. Good for them. Let's turn our attention to the news here simply because Look, if you've got a political bingo card, you might need it. It might have words like triggered or snowflake or cry harder or whatever the case may be. I myself like to use the Casablanca line that the conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court are shocked, I tell you, to discover karma, to discover that the people who had no problem taking powers away from a governor and from an attorney general could have some of their powers taken away from them when they are no longer in the majority. And that's exactly what has happened in the past week since Janet Protasiewicz took office. Now, conservative Annette Ziegler is still the Chief Justice. She has a two-year term. The court votes on who will be the Chief Justice, and the conservative majority just happened to do that a month before the election. So conservative Chief Justice Ziegler will be there, but she has been, you know, squawking since the progressives took over. And we already talked about how they have, let go the conservative who was the state courts director. But now they have also changed some of the administrative duties, shall we say, and those duties are no longer with the Chief Justice, but with more of an administrative committee, which is the right of the majority justices to do. And so Chief Justice Ziegler, who had no problem taking powers away from others, is suddenly making all kinds of noise about the impropriety of something happening to her. And all I know is there's this saying about, you know, the goose and the gander, and, you know, just read into that what you will, Chief Justice.
It's funny how it feels so bad when you are on the losing side of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've been on the winning side for so long. And that's why the tide has turned. The people spoke, and they spoke very clearly when we elected Judge Janet. We want to see something different. Wisconsin deserves something different. And we're headed in that direction. And it's more than one thing. It's not just seating Janet in her role, but it's all of the other influences and things that come along with it. And these are just two of those things.
Well, and of course, it's not just a Ziegler, but the court's other extremely right-wing justice, Rebecca Bradley, who has taken to social media and referred to her colleagues as political hacks and saying that this is morally wrong. These are politicians wearing robes. Hello, pot, kettle, black, mm-hmm. when it comes to politicians wearing robes. And the progressives, Rebecca Dallet and others, responded that, you know, they had approached the Chief Justice and said, we would like to talk about this. We would like to have a meeting. The Chief Justice refused to schedule a meeting. So the majority, you know, did it themselves, as they have that right to do. Now, look, if somebody was saying, well, now this just continues the same, you know, problems that the court has had for years with conflict between the two, I understand that. But again, why is it always the one side that has to, you know, be the one to disarm first? Why is it always that one side has, why do they have to be two standards? It's much like this Donald Trump case where people saying, you know, oh, there are two systems of justice here. Yeah, it appears there is, because Donald Trump would be in jail right now if he was any other person doing what he's doing. So mm-hmm. I think there should be one system. And in this case, in the state Supreme Court, majority rules. And in the federal case, it means, you know, if you threaten prosecutors on social media, maybe the judge should park his butt in jail for a while.
Hey, I think about the judicial system, and, you know, I don't really understand how our judicial system got so political. Like, when did this happen, when the judges were so involved in the politics of what's going on? Is this new?
Yeah, it's not new, but it goes back to the late 1970s, kind of the beginning of the modern conservative movement, when conservatives realized that they could not win legislative elections, congressional elections and such, but that nobody was really paying attention to some of these judicial elections, and that you could start to get people appointed as judges there. A lot of people trace it back to Robert Bork. And when Reagan tried to nominate this far-right judge to the Supreme Court, and Democrats in the U.S. Senate, you know, rightly said, I don't know about this guy. I mean, they've they've approved a lot of Republican judges over the years, but the things that this guy is saying indicates that he would, in fact, be a politician in a justice's role. Mm-hmm. And so his nomination was eventually rejected. And conservatives at that point essentially said, well, game on. And as we saw throughout the George W. Bush presidency, and certainly during the Donald Trump presidency, putting all manner of right-wingers into court positions who have shown through their decisions that they are either extremely political or extremely incompetent. When you look at how some of the rulings have had to be, you know, corrected or overturned on appeal and things like that. But yeah, this didn't come out of thin air. These were very political, calculated decisions to, again, much like Congress and the legislature is today, to put party above public service. And it's a real shame, but it is the world we live in. And so we can't just wish it away and say, well, you know, we'll be the ones to roll over first, you know.
But you're right. I mean, there has to be, it's like physics, for every action, there has to be an equal and opposite reaction. So that's what we're seeing here. It's just so ugly. And I think that when I talk to people, like regular people, they don't like it. They don't like it. None of us like how political our judicial system has become. It's supposed to be pure. It's supposed to be above all of this. And, you know, clearly it's not.
It's supposed to be. But, you know, again, it's tough to put that toothpaste back in the tube, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here. Mm-hmm. You know, we have, forgive the biblical reference, but we have taken a bite out of the apple from the tree of knowledge to realize that courts can indeed be politicized. And now that we all know that, it's tough to wish that away. There's always going to be people who, no matter how pure anybody's motives might be, somebody else is going to try to view them through a partisan lens, one way or the other. And so if we are living in that era with a partisan lens, then let's go into it with our eyes wide open, mm-hmm. and say, okay, well, let's find the people who are well qualified. And if they're open about their values, but still well qualified, then that will work for us. And that is how Janet Protasiewicz won her seat.
Yes.
She said, look, here are my values. They're out here. They're not how I will rule on individual cases. And I will say as well, again, there are things about Brian Hagedorn, one of the conservative justices, in his past that I find abhorrent. But I also know that in individual cases, this person, who is no doubt a conservative, an old classic style conservative, has made decisions that were the right one based on the law, not based on values. And, mm-hmm. you know, so between Hagedorn and Protasiewicz, if those two, they're not going to agree on everything. But if they can, you know, essentially, they're the closest thing we've got, it sounds like, to running a court the way that you and all of our friends and everything want it to get back to. The only difference is now we know their values. We used to not know that all judge elections were like trying to read a riddle, you know, mm-hmm. in a foreign language. And now we know. We know where they are, and we have to hope we vote for the ones who still have a conscience about them.
It's good to know their values, too. You know, we all have them.
Yeah.
So
what we did with Up North News. We're like, here, these are our values. We're still going to cover the news, you know, and if you think we do a good job, you're going to keep watching, reading, listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, and that's what we do. So I'm so glad that we get to do that. Thank you for helping me go through the headlines of the main headline of the week. There's other things. There's so much going on.
There's no lack of information right now.
There's really not. But we will take a break right here. We'll take some time to do today's history lesson, do a little bit of a music break, and then in our next hour, Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski will be with us, along with some of our friends from Motherhood for Good, and we will continue the talk about building on the progress that was made in April's state Supreme Court election and not getting complacent as we move into 2023 and 24. We'll be right back. You're Up North.
Luke Mathers here to tell you about Dane by Local's Eat Local, Give Local event on Thursday, August 10th. Enjoy great local food and drinks while supporting area businesses and Dane by Local. It's easy and fun. Just go local for breakfast, lunch, dinner, that extra treat, or evening or afternoon drinks to experience what our local restaurants have to offer. So get out there for Eat Local, Give Local on August 10th and support a strong local economy. See a complete list of participating restaurants at danebylocal.com. danebylocal.com.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bar.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with the high of 80. North winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows level off around 64, highs around 83. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 83 Wednesday, with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. 84, mainly clear Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 63 degrees.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, you were really going to sing it. Oh, no, I'm just going to lip sync it over here.
Maybe so, you can be on tune next week, you and me, this song.
There you go. So, welcome back. I'm Elton John. Kiki D is with us as well. And Don't Go Breaking My Heart was the number one song this day in 1976, which means, of course, in researching this, I had to go look at the music video. Aaron, are you watching the music video? Are you playing it off of the video right now?
I am. And for some reason, the default captions are Dutch.
Maybe that was the original translation of the song. I don't know. But I mean, now that you're looking at it, and I don't know if you've seen it before, but I mean, it was one of it doesn't really count as a music video. It was 1976. But if it was, one of the cheesiest videos of all time, right?
Oh, yeah.
I do remember it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just so fakey. Anyway, let's see. A couple of years later, 1978 on this day, Jimmy Carter declared a federal emergency at Love Canal due to toxic waste that had been disposed of negligently. That's when the country was really first awakened to the really bad stuff that industry had been dumping in our streams and ditches and vacant lots and what have you. And, you know, now we call it PFAS for a specific type of chemical, but we're still still discovering these things, much less cleaning them up. But Love Canal was really the wake-up call for that back in 1978. The number one song this day in 1965, well, let me put it, the day before today in 1965, the number one song was the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Here's the song that knocked it out of the number one spot in 1965 by Herman's Hermits.
Second verse, same as the first. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And
just a reminder that, you know, even any novelty song can knock off a classic rock hit if it's catchy. It's got a good tune.
I love that song.
Mm-hmm. The thing I remember about Herman's Hermits was when I was looking up something about... it wasn't Jimi Hendrix. It was maybe Keith Moon. Anyway, he was one of their first things was to tour as the undercard with Herman's Hermits, and realizing they're this very clean cut, you know, group with a clean cut image. Not so much so behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of led to the whole thing about destroying hotel rooms. And gosh, wasn't it a fun? It was such a more innocent time back then, wasn't it? Yeah. On this day in 1782, here's a tale of American politics. Two things here. On this day in 1782, General George Washington ordered the creation of the Badge of Military Merit to honor soldiers wounded in battle. It's later renamed to the Purple Heart. Fast forward 12 years, President George Washington had to invoke the Militia Act to suppress the Whiskey Rebellion in western Pennsylvania, where he had to discover that, you know, it's one thing to be a general that everybody loves, but as soon as you go into politics and you become president, you know, there's some people that are going to hate you, especially the ones that are going to make whiskey and not want to pay a tax on it. Just a minor thing, you know, hashtag politics. Born this day in 1942 was the late B.J. Thomas. He was born in Hugo, Oklahoma, and had several chart-topping hits, perhaps most notably this.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
I always wondered about that line. Who comes up with that line? Just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit.
That's like one of those lyrics that you sing, you listen to, and you sing, and until like 40 years later, you're thinking about it.
Yes.
It made sense to you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's just another lyric. Then you go, where did that come from?
Probably written by some guy whose feet were too big for his bed.
I guess, yeah. Some of the other hits included Hey, Won't You Play, another Somebody Done Somebody Wrong song, and he passed away in 2021. Another birthday today, actress Charlize Theron from South Africa is 48 years old today. And one more from the music break here, because I don't know why I like doing this, but when heavy metal singers, when hard rock singers, you know, when they hit their senior years, it's just kind of weird to think that Bruce Dickinson, the lead vocalist for Iron Maiden, turned 65 years old today. And can he still do Power Slave the way he did like this? Here's what I wonder. In nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, in retirement communities, of course, there's entertainment from time to time. You know? And once upon a time, it would just be like a piano player, maybe a barbershop quartet, you know, maybe some nice light tunes. But for Bruce Dickinson's generation, I mean, is that what they're playing during the recreation, the arts and crafts hour and things like that? Is, you know, if they have a little amateur talent show, is somebody up there breaking out into Iron Maiden because that's what they grew up with? I'd like to know.
I don't know about the retirement home, but when they busted out during the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame celebrations, I am always like amazed that they can still do it in their 60s and 70s.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is best described as don't stop. If you are active now, don't stop, because once you do, boy, it is tough to shake off that rust. I mean, if Springsteen or Mick Jagger were to pause at all, you know, they'd break a hip next time they try to do it. Speaking of which, are you really going to go see Springsteen break a hip?
Not break a hip, but I'm going to see him bust a move at Wrigley Field this week.
So he plays there this week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Wednesday night, I'm going with my BFF from high school. Shout out to Victoria, and we are going to have a blast.
Have you been to a Springsteen show before?
I have in college. Born in the USA tour. I was not a fan.
Oh, that's right. Remember, he pulled you up on stage during Dancing in the Dark. Yeah, you tripped. Yeah. They had to go with Courtney Cox instead.
I'm clumsy.
Yeah. What was that show like in college? I mean, because he was like a big deal back then.
I wasn't a fan, and I went just with a buddy. And I remember, you know, the first couple songs, I was like, this is okay, whatever. And then Hungry Heart came out, and the crowd sang the entire first verse without Bruce. And at that moment, I was hooked.
And I guess that, like Thunder Road, I don't know that he's ever
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm